USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is responding to a whistleblower complaint that was made public.
To the best of my knowledge, and from what I've seen so far, each of the actions that were undertaken by State Department officials was entirely appropriate and consistent with the objective that we've had, certainly since this new government has come into office.
Speaking with reporters in New York, Pompeo says the Trump administration is committed to creating a better relationship with Ukraine and helping end corruption in the nation. President Trump says California Democrat Adam Schiff has zero credibility. The president also accused the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee of cooking up another fantasy to hurt the Republican Party. And some of the nation's leading drug stores are recalling generic versions of the heartburn drug Zantac because of its links to cancer. The boxes were sold over-the-counter at Walgreens, Walmart, and Rite Aid. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A survey finds money does often cause problems between family and friends. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that story.
BankRate.com did a survey which found 46% of U.S. adults who say they lent money to friends and family say that it was not such a good move. 37% reported experiencing a damaged relationship with the borrower. 37% of those who lent a credit card to a friend or family member either lost money or took a hit to their credit score because of it. An industry analyst for BankRate says avoid lending cash and credit cards to friends and family, and also avoid co-signing loans, saying it's okay to just say no. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
McDonald's is joining the trend towards meatless burgers. The fast food giant is going to test plant-based burgers on a limited basis in Canada. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Los Angeles City Councilman Joe Buscaino says homelessness is so bad in California, Governor Gavin Newsom needs to declare a state of emergency. He believes the city is making progress on homelessness, but not enough.
We are proud of the work that the mayor and the city council is doing on solving homelessness and moving on key projects, but yet the bureaucracy gets in the way at all levels of government, and we need to call it like it is.
The councilman insists the city can't fix the homeless problem alone and wants Governor Newsom to treat homelessness like he would an earthquake or a wildfire. Turning back to politics, Trump 2020 campaign senior advisor Laura Trump joins Fox News and dismisses Democratic presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts as a real threat in 2020, saying her far-left platform will hurt her in the general election.
Well, I've said always that we were never worried about Joe Biden. Now you see that he's sort of slipping behind for many reasons, I think. In the polls, the thing with Elizabeth Warren that you have to keep in mind is she's very far-left. I think a lot of folks who may have considered voting for someone like Joe Biden are going to be very turned off by ideas like universal health care, which would essentially force 200 million Americans off of private health insurance. You look at the fact that she wants open borders, health care for illegal immigrants, champions ideas that are so far left and really so far out of touch with so many things that people in this country agree with. I don't know that many people could stand to vote for her.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.